Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This is a breakthrough year for America, for the church. You should be so excited. God has truly given us mercy coming out of the year 2016. And we're so excited about it. We got so many things to share with you. As a matter of fact, this program and several programs on, we're going to be releasing prophetic words, what God has said He's going to do in 2017 and begin. And remember, prophecy is an invitation by God for us to align our hearts to be able to believe Him for what He wants to do. But this is going to be a breakthrough year. We're already starting to see it already in many different particular formats. But first, I want to go back and look back in October 3rd, 2016, where the Lord spoke to me very specifically. And we have that for you, and we'll be showing that in the future. But understand this. He said to me specifically that Donald Trump in October 3rd, 2016 would be our president. And then he took me into the White House, and he showed me how that the people are going to get the White House back. I mean, everybody was in the White House. This is October 3rd, 2016. And it was like the people were getting the White House back. I mean, it was packed full of all of us, the common folk in the White House. And I noticed ever since President Donald Trump's gotten into office, he's invited everybody to come into the White House. We're seeing people that have never been there before, but yet they're the Americans. It's the people's house. And so we're seeing God's word confirmed. And we'll be talking about our next program, how very specifically, how many, quote, things have lined up for him to be up there and how God has kind of set this moment up. But it's a mercy moment. It is definitely a mercy moment. You've been with us for a while. You know that we've been praying for quite some time and asking God, you know, dear God, end abortion. Every program you hear us go, dear God, end abortion. Why? Because we can't expect a third grade awakening if we have over 50 million innocent children killed in America and in their innocent blood across this land. We got to repent for that. We got to ask God to forgive us for that. And we have to end abortion. Abortion has to be ended for a third great awakening. We say, dear God, end abortion. Send revival. Send a third great awakening. Well, I'm so excited to be able to announce the very first press conference in the White House. The press secretary calls on Christian Broadcast Network reporter amidst all those particular reporters in there, and listen to what he said. Take a look.
Well, I think the president, it's no secret, has made it very clear that he's a pro-life president. He wants to stand up for all Americans, including the unborn. And I think the reinstatement of this policy is not just something that echoes that value, but respects taxpayer funding as well and ensures that we're standing up not just for life of the unborn, but for also taxpayer funds that are being spent overseas to perform an action that is contrary to the values of this president and I think continue to further illustrate not just to the folks here in this country, but around the world of what a value we place on life.
That's so amazing to hear that. And we just a couple of days ago had a president. Understand this. We just found out that the previous administration was paying to have babies killed all around the earth. It was the Mexico City Act. We were paying, your tax dollars were going to countries around the world, to NGOs, non-government organizations, so they could kill those countries' babies. Our tax dollars are not only aborting children in our own nation, but they were aborting children in other nations. But guess what? Day one, our president, President Donald Trump, he stopped the Mexico City, stopped that and said, we will not give any federal funds to any non-NGO, non-government organization who provides abortion. And it was so exciting to see that. We're seeing that take place.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.